So even just for a few minutes, as I said, it'll be a short and share today, but at least we'll not be mevatel lekvias. We saw Gemara yesterday, which if we stop and we think about it, we'll see there's an inherent difficulty in the Gemara, and we actually alluded to this problem yesterday. The Gemara says, Sofik Kara Kriya Shema. If you're not sure whether you've said Kriya Shema, the Gemara says, according to the first opinion, you do not repeat Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, if, however, you are not sure whether you've said Emes V'Yatziv, then you do have to repeat it. And the Gemara says, because Kriya Shema is a Drabonon, and Emes V'Yatziv is a Do'iraisa. Why is Emes V'Yatziv a Do'iraisa? Because you make mention in it of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara asked a question.
Don't we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema?
Right, that's the big question. The Gemara asked a question in the case of the Baal Keri. The Baal Keri, we said, he says Kriya Shema, but he does not say Emes V'Yatziv. And we explain, because Emes V'Yatziv is only Derabonon, and Kriya Shema is Deiraisa, which seems to be the exact opposite of what we're saying now. We seem to be saying now that Kriya Shema is only a Derabonon, Sofik Derabonon Lekula. Emes V'Yatziv is Deiraisa, Sofik Deiraisa Lechumra. To which the Gemara answered that no, because you get two for the price of one. When you say Kriya Shema, you are number one, as you just mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda, you are also making mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And number two, Malchus Shemayim. Therefore, the Gemara says there's no purpose whatsoever now in saying Emes V'Yatziv afterwards. The only reason why you'd want to do so is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you've already said Yetzias Mitzrayim in Shema. Not only that, as the Gemara points out, you get two for the price of one, Malchus Shemayim and Kriya Shema. That was the Gemara. So now let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara, and we'll see, and Tosfos discusses this, that there is an inherent problem. Something simply does not add up. Again, the Gemara says, Sofik, whether you've said Kriya Shema, you do not repeat it, according to this opinion, because Kriya Shema is only Derabonon. But if it's a Sofik, whether you've said Emes V'Yatziv, then it's a Deiraisa because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, one moment, what's going on? Let's discuss for a second the Sofik, whether you've said Emes V'Yatziv. We're not sure if you've said Emes V'Yatziv, so what are we saying? Because it's Yetzias Mitzrayim and it's a Deiraisa, Sofik Deiraisa Lechumra. One moment. This person called Reuven comes to his Rav and says, I'm not sure if I've said Emes V'Yatziv. So what's the Gemara telling us? Sofik Deiraisa Lechumra. One second. Has he said Kriya Shema yet, or he has not said Kriya Shema yet? If he has already said Kriya Shema, he's just not sure whether he said Emes V'Yatziv, then I'm sorry to tell you, Emes V'Yatziv is no longer a Deiraisa. The only reason Emes V'Yatziv would only ever be a Deiraisa is because of Kriya Shema. But if you've already said, because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, excuse me, but if I've already said Kriya Shema, then I've said Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, once again, then Emes V'Yatziv becomes relegated to a Derabonon. So what exactly does this mean that Emes V'Yatziv is a Sofik Deiraisa? How can it be a Sofik Deiraisa? If you've said Kriya Shema Bavadai, if you've definitely said Kriya Shema, then you've already been Yetzi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Emes V'Yatziv is not a Deiraisa. And if you have not said Kriya Shema, or you're not sure if you've said Kriya Shema, well, wouldn't you be better off saying Kriya Shema, as we just said, because then you get two for the price of one? So it seems very something, the mathematics simply does not add up. When would there be a case of when somebody would phone his Rav, and you would say, I'm not sure if you've said if I've said Emes V'Yatziv, and the Rav would have to say, Safik Doi Raisa L'Chumra. How can it be a Doi Raisa? Have you said Shema or you haven't said Shema? If you've said Shema, you've been Yotzi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Emes V'Yatziv is not a Doi Raisa. And if I haven't said Kriya Shema, so I have not been Yotzi Yetzias Mitzrayim, so say Kriya Shema. How can you say Safik Kriya Shema is Lekula because it's a Safik Derabbanan? So Rabbi Eliezer David, basically, this is your question. If Kriya Shema necessarily incorporates Yetzias Mitzrayim, so everything you've got in Emes V'Yatziv, you've got in Kriya Shema as well, plus you get Malchus Shemayim thrown in for free. So what does this mean? Sofik Kriya Shema Lekula and Sofik Emes V'Yatziv Lechumra. It makes no sense. So have a look at Tosfos. We're not going to learn the entire Tosfos. We'll learn the beginning and then the very end, not the middle. Look at Tosfos, the long Tosfos, Sofik. Says Tosfos, Sofik loy omar emes v'yatziv choyzer. If you're not sure whether he said emes v'yatziv, you go back, Sofik deiraisa l'chumra. V'teima, says Tosfos. This is a wonder. Why? We are forced to say, we must be talking about Shehu Mesupak, that he's got a Sofik, Gam Mekriya Shema. When we say that he's got a Sofik, whether he said Emes V'Yatziv, it must be talking about he's got a Sofik also, whether he said Kriya Shema. That must be the case. Why? She'im hoyo borur loy, because if it was absolutely clear to him, mikriya shema, that what? That he said it. V'sofek me emes v'yatziv, and his sofek only applies to emes v'yatziv, but he's got no sofek with regard to kriya shema, he's definitely said it. If that were to be the case, as Tosfos says, I can prove to you it can't be, because if it was, then loy yeah min ha-toirah, then Emes V'Yatziv will no longer be a chiyav min ha-toirah. Why not? Kiven shehizkir yitzias Mitzrayim v'kriya shema. Period. If I definitely said kriya shema, again, when this person phones out the Rav and says, I cannot remember if I've said Emes V'Yatziv, the Rav will have to ask him, 1 second, did you say Kriya Shema? And if he says, yes, I did, well, then you've been Yotzi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Emes V'Yatziv is no longer a Chiyav Min HaTorah. So how can you tell me, oh, Sofik Min HaTorah L'Chumra, but it's not Min HaTorah. So it cannot be that he's definitely said Kriya Shema. So it must be what? That he's not sure whether he said Kriya Shema either. Vimkein, says Tosfos, if that's the case. Hoyil umasupak mishnehem. Since he has a sofik about both of them, he's not sure whether he said Kriya Shema. He's also unsure whether he said Emes V'Yatziv. Both are a sofik to him. If that's the case, surely yachzor l'Kriya Shema. He'd be much better off saying Kriya Shema again, not saying Emes V'Yatziv. Why? Why is Kriya Shema better? The Isbo Tarti, because it's got both in them. What is both? Malchus Shomayim V'Yetzias Mitzrayim. In which case, the Hochi Odif, that is better. It is better to do Kriya Shema miloimar Emes V'Yatziv. It's better to say Kriya Shema than Emes V'Yatziv. If you're only going to do one, it's better to do Kriya Shema. Why? Because Emes V'Yatziv deleka elo choda. Because Emes V'Yatziv only has in it one factor. Kedo omar besomoch, as the Gemara says, close on gabe masnisin. With regard to the Mishnah, remember we've said this before, with regard to the Baal Keri, We said that the Baal Keri only says Kriya Shema because that has two advantages, both Yetzias Mitzrayim and also Malchus Shomayim. And Mitzvah Yatziv only has one advantage. Therefore, says Tosas, I cannot understand what on earth does the Gemara mean? Sofek Kriya Shema, don't say Shema. Sofek Emes V'Yatziv, do say Emes V'Yatziv. What does that mean? What does that mean that Sofek Emes V'Yatziv, you have to say it again? One second, did the guy say Shema or he didn't? If he definitely said Shema, then Emes V'Yatziv is no longer a Chiyav Min HaTorah. I have already said Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you didn't say Shema, or you're not sure if you said Shema, then surely it's better to say Shema than to say Emes V'Yatziv, because Kriya Shema has two factors in it, and Emes V'Yatziv only has one. Therefore, says Tosafot, it's a big tamer. What does the Gemara mean? What exactly is the case that Emes V'Yatziv, you're not sure whether you've said it, you've got to say it again because Sofek Deiraisa L'Chumra. I'm sorry to tell you, it's not a Deiraisa because I've already said Kriya Shema. If I haven't said Shema, I should say Shema, not Emes V'Yatziv. And if I have said Shema, then I'm sorry to tell you, Emes V'Yatziv is not a Deiraisa. So Tosas goes backwards and forwards on this, but if you jump a little bit, go towards the end of Tosfos. It's on the fourth very wide line. On the fourth wide line, towards the end of the line, Oid Omar Harav Rav Shimon. You have it? On the fourth line of Tosfos, on the fourth wide line, towards the end. Oid Omar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon suggests, here comes the teretz. What's the teretz? We're talking about a bit of a strange case. Demairi Shapir, we are indeed talking about She'enoi Masupak Elo Mi'emes V'Yatziv. His suffix is only Emes V'Yatziv. He has no doubts with regard to Kriya Shema. Avol Boror Hu, he is absolutely clear. Shekoro Kriya Shema. He is clear. You're quite right, says Rav Shimon. We're definitely talking about he knows with 100% certainty that he has said Kriya Shema. And his suffix only pertains to Emes V'Yatziv. So what was the big question? If that's the case, then he's already been Yotze, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Emes V'Yatziv is no longer a Deiraisa. Says Tosfos, Va'afilu Achi, nonetheless, have a Emes V'Yatziv Deiraisa. Nonetheless, Emes V'Yatziv is a Chiyuv Deiraisa. How can that be? If I've said Shema, and I've said the last parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Emes V'Yatziv is not a deraisa, but he made mention of Mitzrayim. Says Tosfos, no. Sherotza loyma, what this means is it's a very unique case. Sofek loy omar Emes V'Yatziv im parashas tzitzis. He knows. How many parashas are there in Tefillah, in Kriya Shema? There are three. He has said the first parasha, and he has said the second parasha. That's clear to him. So one second. Has he been yotzei the mitzvah of Malchus Shomayim? Absolutely. From then on, it's all a blurry maze. It's all a mist. When we talk about Emes V'Yatziv, what we really mean is we don't know whether he said the third parasha and onwards. Shemasupuk says Tosfos on the first word of the line, Eloi Omar, it could be that I didn't say Loi Parashas Tzitzis V'Loi Emes V'Yatziv. V'im Kein, therefore it could well be that Loi His kirklal yitzias mitzrayim. It turns out, it's a great quiz question. How can it be that I've definitely said Kriya Shema, but I might not have been Yetzi Yetzias Mitzrayim? The answer is I said the first two parashas. That's the definite bit. I'm just not sure about Vayomer, the third parasha. Says Tosfos V'kula Milsa, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole subject of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kori Lei, we call that quote unquote, Emes V'yatziv. When the Gemara says, I'm not sure if I've said Emes V'yatziv, that is the general term for the third parasha of Shema and onwards. Why? Lefid Tam, Emes V'yatziv. The whole reason we only ever say Emes V'yatziv is Mishum Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, Behilkoch, therefore, the parasha Tzitzis, Bichlal, it's all included in the general category of quote unquote Emes V'yatziv. So Tosfos over here told us a tremendous chiddush. That when the Gemara says we're not sure whether you've said Emes V'yatziv, we do not mean that he said all three parashas of Shema, as Rabbi Yehuda David pointed out. If I've indeed said all three parashas of Shema, I've definitely been Yotzi Yetzias Mitzrayim already. Rather, I definitely said the first parasha, Shema Yisrael. I definitely said the second parasha, V'hoyo im Shemoya, and that's where I have my suffix now, from now on. I don't know whether I've said Vayoyime, etc., etc. Why am I calling that Emes V'yatziv? Because Emes V'yatziv is just a reference term for Yetzias Mitzrayim. So basically, we could reword the whole Gemara from the outset. I'm not sure when the Gemara says Sofik Omer Emes V'yatziv, what this really means is Sofik Omer, he's not sure whether he said Yetzias Mitzrayim.
That would imply that the third paragraph of Shema has no component of Almach Shemaim.
Right, 100%. Malchus Shemaim is absolutely in the first parasha. We mentioned this actually early on in the perek. Very important to know the three parts of Shema. The first part is Oil Malchus Shemaim. The second part is Oil Mitzvahs. Ohoyim Shemaim, we talk about keeping the mitzvahs. And the third is Yetzias Mitzrayim. It turns out that, according to this opinion at least, that it's only Yetzias Mitzrayim which is a Deiraisa. The rest is very important, Malchus Shemayim, but it's only Drabonon, again, according to this opinion. So therefore, if this fellow calls up the Rav, so let's begin the story again, and he says to the Rav, I'm not sure whether I've said Emes V'yatziv. So the Rav says, okay, let's go slowly. Did you say the first parasha of Shema? Yes, great. Did you say the second parasha of Shema? Yes, great. Did you say the third parasha of Shema? He says, that was my question. Really? So why did you call me up and say you're not sure whether you've said Emes V'yatziv? And he explains, because Emes V'yatziv and the third parasha of Shema, it's all one thing. It's one long theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when I said to you, I'm not sure whether I've said Emes V'yatziv, what in fact I meant was, I've said the first two paragraphs of Shema. I'm not sure whether I'd be Mekayim, my mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Well, is the Rav going to tell him to go back and say the third parsha is Shema and Emes V'yatziv, or just Emes V'yatziv is good enough?
Right, so L'chaira, either one will do, quite right.
Okay.
Along that line, when we get to the end, when we're saying it to ourselves, Kriya Shema, we get to the end, and we stop at the word MS. Now, when the Shaliach Tzibur picks up again and says, Hashem Elokeichem MS, do we then say, start with V'yatziv, or do we repeat the word MS?
No, we don't. The reason why he does so is in order to connect the two. As you quite rightly point out, if you look in the Torah, it does not say MS. Look in the Torah, it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Emes is the beginning of the next parasha, and that's quite exactly the point. We want to connect the two because, in fact, there is one long theme. Shem, Melekechem, Emes, V'yatzim, Anochem, Mekayim, etc., etc. So it turns out, in summary, Avraham, you going to ask something?
No, Yeah, I was just going to ask the question. Tosfos seems to imply, he says, that it's borrower that he said Kriyat Shema, but he didn't say Kriyat Shema, unless you define Kriyat Shema as simply just the first paragraph, which has O Malchut Shemayim, as opposed to all three.
Right, that's what we mean. When Tosfos says it's borrower that he said Kriyat Shema, he means that he's borrower, he said the first parasha, the first two parashas of Shema. You're right, it's a very big chiddush. We never would have guessed this. We're always used to Kriyat Shema means three parashas. Says Tosfos, but actually Kriyat Shema is the first two. The third parasha and Emes V'Yatziv is one long theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it turns out in summary, according to this first opinion, Kriyat Shema, which we've just now defined as the first parasha or first two parashas, is only Derabbanan. The third parasha and Emes V'Yatziv is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you're really not sure whether you've said it, sofek d'oraisa v'chumra. All of this, by the way, is halacha v'lo l'maisa. Why is it not halacha l'maisa? As we saw, because the Gemara ended up saying that actually there's an opinion that disagrees. And the second opinion, and this is the opinion that we hold of, is that actually Kriya Shema is also d'oraisa. And it's learned from the words b'shoch b'cha, uvkumecha. The first opinion says, no, those words are referring to Limud Torah. But the second opinion says, no, those are referring to Kriya Shema. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, Mitz Hashem, maybe we'll see this next time on Sunday morning, Beis Hashem. According to what we paskin halacha l'maisa, if you're not sure whether you've said Shema, you've definitely got to say Shema again, even the first two parashas, because those are also d'oraisa. And obviously, you've got to say Yetzias Mitzrayim again, because that certainly is d'oraisa.
Now, the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, that's also d'oraisa.
Yeah, that is the d'oraisa. Essentially, that is the d'oraisa. Yeah. Now, I'll just leave you with a question for everybody to think about. And we'll see, everybody can think about it. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see the answer. Let's now talk for a very brief second about halacha l'maisa. Somebody calls up their Rav, halacha l'maisa, not the first opinion, and says, the whole of Shema, I simply can't remember whether I said it or not. Okay? The whole thing is a deraisa, sofik, deraisa, l'chumra, from beginning to end. Fine. The $64 million question is, do I also repeat the brachas of Kriya Shema as well? I can't remember saying those either. From Yishtabach until Shmoyne Esra, I had a bit of a blackout, I can't remember. The whole thing is one big suffix. So now, definitely the Kriya Shema element of it is Deiraisa, Mitzrayim, Kriya Shema, Malchus Shemayim. The brachos, as we've always said, brachos are always Derabbanan. So the Lachaira, there would be very big room to suggest that even though you've got to repeat Shema because Sofik Deiraisa v'chumra, but perhaps you don't have to repeat the brachas because the brachas are the Rabbanon and Sofik Rabbanon l'kula.
Isn't that a kasha on the practice we have in the morning that we have to say Birchas of Torah before learning any Torah? So therefore, couldn't you say that before saying Kriya Shema, you have to say the brachas? It's a parallel reasoning.
No, but the only bracha which is Deiraisa is in fact Birchas HaTorah. The bracha that we say on Kriya Shema is no different to the bracha that, for example, we say on Lulav and on Tfilin and on all other mitzvahs, where the mitzvah is the deraisa, but the bracha is drabbanon. Birkas HaTorah is exceptional. If you're not sure whether you've said Birkas HaTorah, you have to repeat it. Now, let's just explain the question for a moment. Imagine somebody says, I definitely said the whole of Shema, the whole thing. I'm just not sure whether I've said the brachas. What will be the halacha then? Then obviously he does not repeat the bracha because he's been yoytze the deraisa. The only thing that remains is the outstanding chiv of drabbanon and he's not sure, sofik drabbanon l'kula. But in the case that we're talking about where you have a sofik on both the deraisa and also the drabbanon, does the drabbanon follow the deraisa? And therefore you've got to say everything again, or do we treat it independently? The Shema is deraisa, sofik deraisa lechumra. The brachas are the rabbonon, sofid rabbonon of kula. That is a question that everybody can think about. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see the answer.
Couldn't we get a hint of the teretz from our Mishnah?
Yep, very good point. In the case of the Mishnah, the Baal Keri, we say that you tell him to say Krishma, but do not say the brachas. So it seemed to be that the brachas do not follow the deraisa. We treat them independently. Okay, so that's a very, very good proof. Have a look in the Shulchan Aruch. You might be in for surprise, but the Mitzvah Shem will discuss this next time.
Shakar, have a good time.
All the best, everybody. Be well. Call to have a great day.
All too.